See? There we go. Well, let's see if it... Let's see if it took it. I don't understand what's going on if it did this. Hang on. Right, it's got that, so I've got you back again. All right, I've just... Let's see. Let's see, I bet it saved it. I bet it's going to prove me wrong and it's damn well saved it. I did a complete shutdown. Yeah, which is what...
When you do that, it normally saves it.
That's what I'm curious about. I'm going to see what it does when it loads up. It may not do it the way I think it does, Nick. I'm trying to work out what...
I
don't know whether... I don't know how this has been done, whether Aaron's restarting or whether he's shutting down when he's finished using his machine. I don't know what the ins and outs of that are, so I'm trying to determine which way this is going. See, it saved it. It saved it.
Okay.
So what I'm now... What I'm going to just... I don't know. Let's see. What else can I do here?
Lord, there's no reason. Is there another encoder that you need on there, Aaron? Is that all
that
you need?
Yeah, I had six encoders all together.
Right. Do you want to add the other details to them? What you've got then? Because you have all them. I've got mine added for the test server.
I don't have all of them right now. I think the passwords from
add the ones. Right. Okay. Let's try this then. Add the ones that you know. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Add the ones that you know. Then close down studio and rather than do a shutdown. Do a restart.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and I want to see if it's anything to do with that. I'm trying to piece this together.
Wait. Am I doing this right?
Yes. Right. Press enter on that's it. Right. Tab around it. Yep. That's fine. Just tab past that. That's fine. Right, press M for MP3. That's it. That's fine. Change that to what you need that to be.
I was going to add another one for...
Change me now, I like that. That's funny. I don't know why it does that. That's fine. Just do. You can change the rest of it if you want. Yeah. If you want to change that, yeah, do all that if you want.
Space,
This is Aaron's kettle of randomness. I quite like that. I like that. That's kind of cool.
No, what do I put for the website URL? Just leave that blank?
Yeah, you could just leave that as it is. If you don't have one, just leave it. You could just change the bits you need to change. Various is fine there. Don't need to worry about that or that. Just do OK button on that. Right, so press F12 on that, see, because you can label that if you want to.
Can't.
Oh.
Yes.
I forgot you got that silly plugin that does the thing. I forgot.
Wait, can I hit? There's another shortcut command. I forget what it was to do it.
I can't remember.
Let me just say what I add on real quick.
It's gonna make that. Yeah, it's gonna make it do that.
Bye.
It's all right. So I can hear what you're doing without that. If you need to just do that part, because I can hear what you're doing anyway.
Right.
Call that kettle of randomness, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, focus the studio and connection connected. You want that as well, so it moves you over. There we go. Now you can add some more encoders, or you can do just a just close down studio and restart now and see what it does. Because I'm trying to work out what's causing it not to do this, and I don't know if I can figure this out.
Okay. But then he's going to lose everything he just put in there.
It may do, but this is what we've got to figure out, Nick. What's going on? Yeah, this is where we've got to try and do this to see what happens, because so I would come out of studio at this point, and now we've just done one more encoder. Exit studio and actually do a restart now, not a shutdown.
Right.
I want to see what it does if we do a restart, because this is kind of making me curious. Right, there's something that's doing this, and I'm trying to work out what's doing it.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.